changing political parties is hardly a new thing.
Jim Jeffords, Joe Lieberman, Arlen Specter did it twice.
Must you die? Every day with the same fortunate man.
Sometimes it's a kind of dance trying to keep beat with the right kind of political music.
There are a number of state legislators who are making the shift to the Republican bandwagon.
Oh, won't you change partners, and then you may never want to change partners again.
Step right, kick left without stepping on any toes. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 1st, and, you know, change.
Shall we dance?
We absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
Who gets to lead?
We'll dance right through the headlines this morning. Let's check the morning's top news. Busy day on Capitol Hill, as expected. A Pentagon report on the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy found 70% of troops saying there would be little or no impact if gays are allowed to serve openly.
Repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, though potentially disruptive in the short term, would not be the wrenching, traumatic change that many have feared and predicted.
That's Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who wants Congress to act, not the courts.
Given the present circumstances, those that choose not to act legislatively are rolling the dice that this policy will not be abruptly overturned by the courts.
The report did find nearly half of all combat troops strongly opposed serving with gays. That's combat troops. The nation's top military commanders will testify before Congress on this subject later this week.
The National Debt Commission releases its controversial plan to tackle the deficit today. Co-chair Erskine Bowles says lawmakers will notice a theme.
The era of deficit denial in Washington is over.
That still remains to be seen, though. The plan includes, among other things, raising the retirement age and across-the-board cuts. It's going to face some stiff resistance from the commission itself, and it's unlikely that Congress will vote on it next year. There was a momentary accidental lapse into civility in Washington yesterday. President Obama met with Republican leaders at the White House and Democratic leaders. After the meeting, soon-to-be House Speaker John Boehner said the next Congress will focus on budget cuts.
The president and Democrat leaders acknowledge that the American people want us to create jobs and to cut spending.
While President Obama stressed the need for the Senate to ratify the START nuclear treaty.
It's absolutely essential to our national security. We need to get it done.
This morning, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says his country will build up its nuclear forces if the START treaty is not ratified.
Unemployment benefits are not going to get ratified. They're caught in some crossfire. They run out today for nearly 2 million Americans unless Congress changes its mind. Interpol has put WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on its most wanted list, not for espionage, but for an investigation into an alleged sex crime scandal in Sweden. The international backlash against Assange is growing. He's currently on the run and hiding out. Later today, the Federal Reserve will reveal who received emergency loans during the financial meltdown and exactly how much they got. There's a kind of a WikiLeaks disclosure right there.
Yeah, and world markets are up this morning on some positive manufacturing news around the globe and a better-than-expected Portuguese bond auction. Futures are up right now. The Dow will start at 11,006, the S&P at 1,180. The Nasdaq will open up at 2,498. And kind of a theme this hour of pulling out. We're going to talk later this hour with someone celebrating the 150th anniversary of the South seceding from the Union, something that started off the Civil War. And we're also going to
They tried to secede.
Right. Well, they would have said they seceded, but
they did
were forced
for a while.
Back in. Right. Also, the man who pulled out all those hundreds of thousands of documents from the government and sent them to WikiLeaks, a profile of 23-year-old Bradley Manning. That's coming up in a half hour.
So I guess pulling out documents from the archives and putting them in to the public domain.
Right.
I see how that relates. In a moment, I'll chat with two people who are pulling out of the Democratic Party to become Republicans. Why they switched in a few minutes.